Prescription for Debate.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski, sitting in for Steve Chiatakis. President Obama is taking his pitch to revise the nation's health care system to Virginia today. He'll hold the town hall forum and take questions online. Congress takes up health care when it returns Monday. The Golden State is looking pretty peaked, and California's budget ailments could be contagious. Lawmakers did not make any progress to make it better last night as they were fighting to beat the fiscal year clock that ended at midnight. Marketplace's Sam Eaton joins us now live in our L.A. studio to talk about this. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, Renita.
So what does this mean for California? No budget, new fiscal year.
Well, it means that unless lawmakers can come up with some new ideas in an emergency session scheduled for today, California is on track to run out of cash by the end of the month. The state's struggling to fill a $24 billion budget deficit. That's after seeing the worst drop in income tax revenue since the Great Depression. As early as Thursday, the government will begin issuing IOUs, the primary recipients being contractors and local agencies that serve the poor and the elderly. That hasn't happened in nearly two decades. But this time the stakes are higher, potentially leading to a downgraded credit rating for California that would cost it billions of dollars in higher interest rates.
I guess, Sam, what we all want to know is why in the world couldn't they come up with a budget last night?
Well, many argue that the problem is actually bigger than the lawmakers themselves, and they say truly solving the state's budget woes would require a total revamp of the state constitution. But within the existing framework, the problem comes down to this. Governor Schwarzenegger and the Republican lawmakers have ruled out any tax increases, and the Democrats are unwilling to make the deep spending cuts the Republicans are calling for.
And just a few seconds, Sam, I guess the question now, too, is whether this will ripple across state lines.
Well, it's definitely a national issue. California has a 12% slice of the U.S. GDP. It also boasts the largest share of retail sales. There's no way the rest of the country is not going to feel this.
All right, Sam Eaton, thanks so much. We learned today U.S. mortgage applications fell to a seventh-month low last week, according to the Mortgage Bankers Association. Demand for refinancing dropped by 30%. A little give back on Wall Street yesterday. The Nasdaq shed about 0.5%, while the S&P 500 and Dow lost just under 1%. Asian markets ended mostly lower today, and European shares are higher right now. Sweden claims it's produced a climate change miracle, and it wants the U.S. and China to follow suit. The country is calling for deep cuts in greenhouse gas emissions as it takes over the rotating EU presidency today. From our European desk, Stephen Beard reports.
As the six-month-long presidency gets underway, the Swedes are already focusing on a major event in December, the Copenhagen Summit on Climate Change. They want to persuade the key greenhouse gas polluters, the US and China, to sign up to a new climate deal. That need not damage their economies, says Stefan Tillander, Sweden's climate change ambassador.
In Sweden, we have been able to show that it's possible to reduce emissions of greenhouse gases while maintaining high economic growth rates.
Since 1990, the Swedish economy has grown by 50%, while the country cut carbon emissions by one-tenth. But the Swedish model won't be an easy sell. It's weaned the economy away from fossil fuels with a very hefty carbon tax, the equivalent of $1.25 on every gallon of gas. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Monsanto, committed to sustainable agriculture, creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields and conserve natural resources. Produce more, conservemore.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
The Financial Times is reporting Citigroup has raised interest rates on up to 15 million credit cards that it co-brands with retailers such as Sears. This comes just months before restrictions on such bumps are supposed to come into effect. Now, back when the economy was booming, credit card companies were pushing credit. Now we're seeing declines, the interest rate hikes, as you heard. And it seems credit card companies are doing a lot of data profiling these days. Where we live, where we shop, what we buy. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek-Smith has that story.
When Kevin Johnson got back from his honeymoon in Jamaica last October, he had a letter from American Express. It seems that honeymoon was over, too. Amex was slashing Johnson's credit limit by 60%. Not because he'd missed a payment or had bad credit. The letter said,
"Other customers who have used their card at establishments where you recently shopped have a poor repayment history with American Express."
Amex didn't like where Johnson was shopping.
"When I reached out to American Express, I couldn't get a clear answer. That's how the journey began."
Johnson started a website called newcreditrules.com. Consumers compare notes online to figure out why their credit got cut. Johnson thinks he got nailed for shopping at Walmart. Amex denies that, but says it does track how customers use their cards. All of the card companies do it. It's called data mining. Robert Grossman is the director of the National Center for Data Mining.
Data mining uses data to make predictions, oftentimes about what people will do, what will happen, etc.
Grossman says the companies use intricate behavior models.
If you have traditionally shopped at a particular type of store for the last 20 years, and you're suddenly there's a huge change in your behavior, there's probably a reason.
Other behaviors card companies may see as warning signs: using your card at a bar to get your tires retreaded, getting a cash advance. Card companies also buy information on other parts of your financial life. One of the biggest data sellers is Equifax. Tom Madison manages mortgage services for the company.
"Lately, the demand for that data has grown considerably. It's now becoming an extremely hot commodity."
Madison says banks want more information and fresher information than ever. Business is up 50% over last year. Meanwhile, visitors to Kevin Johnson's site claim they've gotten their credit cut for using their cards at places like Quiznos, Exxon, and McDonald's. His advice?
Watch where you shop and what you purchase. And if you're in doubt, use cash.
I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.
You can read the letter Kevin Johnson received at our website, marketplace.org. I'm Renita Jablonski. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.